When I was starting out, I'd write to authors whose work I admired. Really enjoyed your book. Could you share any tips or tricks? I wrote to loads of people, and they mostly wrote back. Advice? Murder your darlings. Keep at it. Don't try to cram in so much. I still have to consider that one to this day. It was through such approaches that I began to correspond with the novelist Christopher Priest. Priest's work has always had an awkward relationship with science fiction, and I was trying to break into this genre myself. We'd been writing for a while when he suggested I start going to conventions. "You'll meet some people and you'll see some sights," he said. "But everyone's friendly. Just start speaking." EasterCon would be a good start, he told me. Everyone will be there. Science fiction conventions. Weren't they all about people speaking Klingon and dressing up as Princess Leia? I wasn't sure about that. My Princess Leia costume had seen better days. It looked expensive too. Membership, hotel, train, spending money. Not only was I completely lacking confidence, my wife was pregnant with our first child and cash in short supply. But Chris Priest said this was a good idea, so with my wife's blessing, I booked to go to the 1997 EasterCon to be held at Liverpool's Adelphi Hotel. There was some dressing up, but I discovered that these conventions are more about like-minded individuals celebrating their passions. There was a dealer's room selling everything from books and jewellery to back massages, an art room with oil paintings, digital art and sculptures, discussion panels on issues ranging from publishing and agents to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I listened to Brian Aldiss talk about writing, watched Octavia Butler glide across a room, a vision of grace and elegance, tried unsuccessfully to order room service from a stressed out scouser. When I ventured into one of the convention's many bars, I saw someone I recognised. Despite being young and nervous, I took the bull by the horns. "Excuse me," I said, "are you David Garnett?" Garnett had written a short story I'd like to call The Only One, a Victorian time travel tale about infidelity and regret. I mentioned the story, that this was my first convention and that Christopher Priest had sent me in a single spluttering sentence. Garnett smiled, then offered to buy me a drink. There followed several hours of chatting and introductions. We took writing, novels and word processors, like-minded individuals discussing our passions. Garnett was then editing the science fiction anthology New Worlds, and towards the end of the evening told me to send him something I'd written. My expensive weekend paid off. I left Liverpool feeling I'd taken a real step forward. Not only was it a professional success, I'd also felt right at home. A few weeks later, after some furious polishing, I did send David Garnett a story. He didn't buy it, but he did send me an encouraging letter which included some advice I still have to consider to this day. Don't try and cram in so much.